that I know it has. Now, I never eat any pork salad. But back there where I had my chicken, when I had laying hens back there up down the fence, it was some of the fastest growing, the prettiest bushes I ever, pork salad I ever saw. And this man run a barbershop over yonder and come back there one day, he bought eggs for me. So his wife come with him one day. Well, me and him and then looking at the hens, I come out and she had an armful of pork salad. She said, give us some of your pork salad. I said, well, that's nice. Ain't nobody never eat none of it off of them bushes. So she come back and got some more two or three different times. But she said she just naturally liked it. But they cook that stuff in two or three different waters. I think the more you change it, cook it a while and pour it out and change it, it gets the whatever taste it got, it tones it down, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But what, now, mainly we got pine trees around here now, but what were some of the trees you saw that we had before, years ago?
Well, it's a dozen different kinds of oaks. You have post oak and turkey oak and white oak and old prickly bushes or evergreens and water oaks. But then you have have a dozen different kind of gum, the sweet gum and the old black gum and old tupelo gum. Tupelo gum has a little old bloom on it like a magnolia, but it don't have a little bitty bloom.
Yeah.
And the magnolia, you know, they grow wild down yonder around much, but I know they come from them Yankees set out down there.
Uh-huh.
They southern trees. They've been here all the time, but I think there's always nursery trees. I mean, of a sort.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I've seen magnolias growing out in the woods someplace.
It
may have been where an old house was.
Now it's a regular bay tree. It grows in the woods. It's got a leaf near about big as a magnolia, and it has a flower too, but not nothing like a magnolia flower.
Yeah.
Big as a magnolia.
Did you ever see? I couldn't tell one tree apart from the other.
I can't neither, but very much.
You got the kind of trees that make hard, kind of have white limbs and a white scaly bark.
What do they call them trees now, Jenny, honey? The white tree we saw up there? Okay. Now, we have a birch tree here in some places, but up there where she was, you could just see them out through the woods. They look like there's whitewash nearby. They're so light colored. They had the bark would crackle and peel back and be plum white under there. But I don't have no idea how many trees. We don't tell how many different trees grow right here in Georgia that's native. But all kinds of hardwood that's right here on this farm, I guess it's a dozen or two different kind of hardwood trees.
We got the kind with the white with the balls on,
Sycamore, sweet gum. Sweet gum has balls, and sycamore grows a kind of a ball.
Yeah. What about chinkapin?
I guess chinkapins grow wild in the mountains sometimes.
You don't
up north Georgia, but it's a few chinkapins. I've seen a few in my lifetime, but they must not do well down inside in the hotter climate.
And there's one, I don't see them here much, but this tree never rots. It's really tough. It's got a worm on it that you can...
Catawba tree?
Yeah.
I got that at 13. I knew it wasn't going to... I don't think they grow very fast, but I put 13 down low end of my pond.
Really?
Uh-huh. Put all day just little seedlings come from the nursery. It's about that high, I guess.
Yeah, they don't grow fast at all.
I think they're real slow-growing trees. I never have seen many of those, but you find them on the creek once in a while in the right place. But just for a few months, a few weeks out of the year, you can find some worms on them.
Yeah, and boy, the fish will eat those.
Yes, sir, they sure do like them.
Worms will bite you, though.
Yeah, they have a lot of old rosemary worm will bite you.
Well,
a teen bit, yeah.
Okay, now what, any kind of poison stuff? The vines that make you break out?
Yeah, we have poison oak in South Georgia.